Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. excuse me, please. Oh, please excuse me. Thought I had all my little ducks in a row and throat clear and everything, but God, I feel wonderful this morning. I thank the Lord for bringing me to this point. It is so good to feel good. Oh, my God. Oh, I am so grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel good this morning. I don't know how to explain it. Lost for words. I know I was sick, but it wasn't consuming, you know. It was a part of me that it hadn't touched. And this morning, I'm really feeling more and more like myself. So I thank the Lord. I really thank the Lord. And I thank you for being patient with me on this journey. And I realize that we have to pray for those. Sometimes we experience things so we can be even more sensitive to what people are going through. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day. Oh, yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And guess what? We're rejoicing and we're glad in it. Oh, yes, we are. We are really and truly glad in it. And we thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy, his protection, his guidance, his instructions, his support, his faithfulness. Our Father, yes. Oh, we give honor to God this morning, and we bless his name. We thank him. Oh, my God, we're so grateful for all that you've done and all that you're doing, how you open our eyes to see, how you protect us from dangers seen and unseen. Hallelujah. Oh, how we thank you, how you provide for us. Oh, God, we give you glory. We honor the Most High God. Yes, we do. Let's be clear as to who is we're talking about, we're referring to. We're talking about the Almighty God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the one that breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. We're talking about the one who made man, and each person that ever been on this earth never had the same fingerprint. That's what we're talking about. Oh, mighty God. Oh, the sovereign Lord. Yes. Woo. Holy. Yes, that's what we're talking about. Hallelujah. That's what we're referring to. That's who we're giving honor and glory to. Yes. The one. Oh, my soul, our need. Yes. And in advance, he made preparation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when he stepped out and said and looked at all that he made, he said it was good. It was very good. But he had made. Yes. But he had a plan for his children. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A savior come. Hallelujah. That's what we're speaking of. Yes. Not, oh, by the way. No, we give honor to the Almighty God this morning, hallelujah, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're grateful that he chose us. Oh, glorious God, we thank you. And he loves us, even when we don't love ourselves. Hallelujah. When we're so disappointed with ourselves, doesn't mean he doesn't love us. He loves you. but an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Only a mighty Father could do that. Earthly fathers turn their back and walk away. Too much for me. Can't handle this. It's just right for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Oh, mighty God. We give honor to God. And in him we move and have our being. There's none like the Almighty God. And we thank him. Thank him for his love and his care. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We oh my God, hallelujah. We bow down, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we bow and we bless his name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In his presence is fullness of joy. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're excited. Hallelujah. We're excited about the Lord. Hallelujah. And his mercy and his kindness. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We are a remnant ministry, daughters of God, called to pray. And I, your host, am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we welcome you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. And we thank you for tuning in. Yes, indeed. We are so grateful to have you tune in. And we pray that something will be said and that will make a difference and encourage you. And I as said from the beginning, this is our formative stage, but we're maturing up. And prayerfully, well, I'm not going to even say, let the Lord have his way. How about that? That's what we're going to do. We're just going to let God have his way, lead, guide, direct, whatever needs to be fine-tuned. The Lord will show it, reveal it, because the purpose is to encourage God's people to hold on no matter what happens, to trust God. Yes. To mature up, all of us need growing. We're in different places, but we're growing in him. Amen. To have a personal relationship with the Almighty. Yes. And know his voice, and another you won't follow. Yeah. Hungering after him. Searching, making real decisions and choices that are more about God than self. How about that? Everything filtered through him. And we're learning here. Sometimes we're making it, sometimes we don't. But guess what? After a point in time, you'll find yourself more and more, maturing more and more. And what you used to like and what used to entertain you, you'll soon find that you have no interest in it. It's like cartoons, you know, the average person grown up may not even like, that's for the children. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, that's for the children, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And this is kind of sticky, and I wouldn't want. Even when we are going through some rough places, we need to know how to pray and ask God to give us, and know that it's God giving us our direction, you know, and opening the door of opportunity to do whatever it is that we need to do. So we really need, apply the blood of Yeshua on our thoughts. And I don't know if that makes sense. Just, you know, wisdom. Make everything clear to me. Give so that I don't, in making a decision from a bad situation or circumstance or whatever it is, to go into another bad situation or circumstance. You don't want that. So you really need God to clear your mind and apply the blood of Yeshua over your mind, your thought patterns, and ask him to allow you to hear his voice and have clarity and understanding. Clarity and understanding. I said all that, so a lot of wordy, but clarity and understanding. How about that? Yes, clarity and understanding. My God. My. And we read Genesis for a couple of reasons. It established as the foundation, first mentioned. Who we're talking about, who we're trusting, who we're depending on. And why? Okay? Why? Why him? Let's just clarify all of that. Why him? Because he's the maker and the creator of all things. he is God. He is the Almighty One. So that's why we can put our trust and faith in him. He called us his own. He's the one that made us. He's the one that placed us here on this earth. He's the one that knows the plans that he had for us and what he has equipped us to do since he put us here on this earth at this appointed time. Yes. And I'll say this, and I, you know, hey, this is just my little space and my little opinion. And I know that there are parents who really want children. Oh, they just feel so empty, and their marriage just, you know, we don't have any children, nobody that look like us, and we go on and on. And I'm not saying, I'm not making light of that. But I said that it is God who determines when we come on the earth. He's the one that set two numbers, beginning and end. He knows and what he has put in us to accomplish for him. So as parents, we have a tendency just a little bundle of joy and our cute little baby. This is our baby, but we forget this is God's creation, God's child, that he has sent here with purpose. And let's pray, and I'm sincere about this, that God give you the patience and the and you have the respect of God and his opinion and his desire and his plan. For you, for him to use you to bring forth his son or his daughter into the earth. Be patient. Let God find you. And yes, you can pray. You want to pray for wisdom, how you can properly teach the child, what is it that what he wants you to do, what areas of concentration that he wants of you. Yeah, you know, we don't think about that. We don't say, well, God, what is it? What's the purpose for this child? What is it that you would have me to, us to teach this individual that we're asking you to give us, to allow us to be responsible for his or her upbringing, so that they can do what you have called them to do on the earth. We don't think about that. We just think we just want a baby so we can be like everybody else. So we can look at that baby and see our love for each other. Uh-huh. But we forget that that baby belongs to God. And it is God's plan. Uh-huh. For that baby, we should be concentrating on and considering. But we don't. We just, this is what I want. I just got to have, I need someone to pass something on to. But we, you know, God first. We don't think about those things so often. And it's not badgering, it's just an awakening, you know. Don't want to beat anyone up because you want to hold your baby. But you have to remember, this is an individual that God has purposed to be on the earth for his glory and his plan. He has ordained, he has prepared and equipped this child for something for him. So now we need to be able to prepare ourselves so we can flow with God and pray over the baby even before the baby arrives and be ready. That may be considered a little wisdom right there. What you say? Uh-huh. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And I didn't know that was, you know, that was a download. That was a download. Let's learn to get more in tune with God, his purpose, his plan, what it is that God wants. Uh-huh. And the thought came up to me. I don't know what I was doing. I've been up wild this morning. I'd rather have silver. I'm sorry. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. And what makes that different? Well, if you have silver and gold, you can still be unhappy. You can still be in danger. I mean, yeah, money. Hey, money can do some things. But when you have Jesus, when the money run out, or you could still have the money, and you still, there's still needs that money can't fulfill. And I know a lot of people laugh about that. I got that because money represents what I can see, what I can touch, what I can feel, you know. But what happens when the body breaks down and you can't touch, you can't taste, you can't feel, you can't hear, you can't see, and all the money in the world won't bring those back. And that can happen. You have Jesus, but there's a joy and a peace that passes all understanding with him. He takes it up a notch. There's comfort. Mm-hmm. And you know, you get to a place in your life and you realize, I'm good. Me and Jesus, we good. Thank the Lord for food on the table, food in the refrigerator. Thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord. You may not have a whole bunch of friends, but cherish who you have, your real friends. Yes. Thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is so good, and he's our provider, you know. When we really get in that safe place, in that place of absolute confidence, you'll probably laugh and say, what is silver and gold? Don't bring that question to me. Hey, that's not a consideration. Just give me Jesus, baby. Hallelujah. Baby, just give me Jesus. He satisfied. He meet my every need. Huh? Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Woo, just call Jesus. Not only do you know him, but it's so important that he know you. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Oh, baby, he know you. Yes. My God, he knows you. And I thought, well, an individual came up to, I just thought about them. They kind of given up on the Lord. And they didn't realize who they were. They didn't realize that others could see what God had put in them. But they were too busy trying to be like what looked like success. And they saw the success in silver and gold. They figured when I walk in that and I got my silver and the gold, people will know that I'm blessed. People will look at me. And it's not about that. World renowned. Not about that. It's not about that. We talked about being a weak link in the chain. Hallelujah. So we pray that those who have decided to remove themselves, that they'll come back into the fold and be even more confident and the assignment that God has given them. God bless you. Let's get started. I mean, we just went on and on this morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is good. I'm just excited. I really am. And you know how I go off on the little rabbit trails. No, but I call those the assignment. And words of encouragement. Be strong in the Lord. Just call on him. Call on him. Seek him while he may be found. Yes, yes, yes. God loves you with an everlasting love. And you're special. Yes, you are. You're special. Yes, you are. Woo! Glory. You're made in his image and in his likeness. You're special. He know your name. He's the one, and this may sound for some real, say, Lord, well, anyway, he know where you are. How about that? He knows where you are. He knows where you are. He knows where you are. And he knows where you are mentally, emotionally, and physically. He knows. He knows. Think about that. Let that kind of savor in. Yes. And on this side of the United States, we may experience some snow, maybe. I know the northerners laugh at us, but anyway, it's a big deal for us. But we don't want to forget those who are homeless and may be homeless, and there are those about to be evicted. We ask the Lord to give them a reprieve. Those who utilities may be cut off, we ask God to them find favor and mercy. Hallelujah. Yes. They won't have to compromise. No compromising. No compromising. No compromising. Hallelujah. That their sons and daughters are safe. God, hallelujah. Oh, God, turn a negative situation into a blessing. A blessing. Almighty God, you can do it. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Genesis, we just kind of doing it a little different this morning. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. First chapter, 26 verse. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man, bless his most holy name, in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, chapter 2 and first verse, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he rests from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We bless your most holy name. Father, we thank you. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we come giving you glory and blessing your most holy name. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence. Oh, with petition, supplication, intercession. Oh, Father, thank you for hearing. Oh, my God, you for hearing us. Oh, Father. And thank you for answering us. Oh, we bless your name and we thank you. We thank you for this day, this moment in time. Oh, my God. We thank you for allowing us to come. Yes, we do. We thank you, Father, for you are the only true and living God. And we honor you. We ask that you allow us to grow in you and become stronger and stronger. Thank you for remembering us. Thank you for allowing us to have a closer relationship with you. Through your word, giving us understanding and clarity, Almighty God, protecting us as we grow in you. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you for building a fence, being a fence all around us so the enemy cannot touch. Hallelujah. Thank you. Guarding us. Oh, God. Thank you for sending, posting help from the sanctuary, Almighty God. Around your children, everywhere, great God. Oh, God, thank you for being our help, our shield, Almighty God. Thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for guiding and protection. Thank you for your support. Thank you for fighting our battles, Almighty God. Thank you for how you protect us from danger seen and unseen. Almighty God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. How we learn, oh God, if we defeat it before we begin. Almighty God, thank you. We apply the blood of Yeshua over your people everywhere, not only us and those at the moment that sound our voice, everywhere. Almighty God, the blood works. Hallelujah. All the personal needs, spoken and unspoken. Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God. You know the heart cry. You know, Almighty God. We put it all in your hands. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for being our covering. Thank you that we're as the apple of your eye. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Wherever our name is, we thank you that you've given us favor with men, and more importantly, favor with you, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you for daily wisdom. Hallelujah. We thank you for clarity and understanding. But this day, every decision that needs to be made, we put it at your feet now, Almighty God. We ask that you direct us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being our God and our guide. Hallelujah. You know the plans and the thoughts that you have. Hallelujah. For your people, for us. We thank you. Hallelujah for your plans and your thoughts. We thank you when we're at a place where we don't understand and we cannot see you, that we don't give up hope, Almighty God. And you have strengthened us that we can yield and we can say, thy will be done. Oh, great God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. For you are the only true and living God. Our hope is in you and none other. Guide us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your kindness toward your people. Thank you for your healing. Hallelujah. Thank you for being allowing us to be in good health. Oh, thank you for stabilizing us. Hallelujah. Thank you for regulating our bodies. Hallelujah. Thank you that our bodies are operating according to your plan. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, strengthen our bodies, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Defend from all attacks all around. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Remember every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every preacher, every deacon, every bishop that you have called, that you have ordained. Almighty God, strengthen out of Zion, the watchmen on the wall, refresh and renew, empower, hallelujah, with holy boldness. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Who breathe, Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, breathe, hallelujah. We don't take it lightly. And we thank you, Lord, ordering our steps. Thank you for your guidance this day. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. You're in control. So we let it go. We're releasing, Father. Hallelujah. All that we need to do, we're depending on you for the guidance and the direction and the support. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. May we represent you well this day. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He will hear your cry. He will answer by and by. Prayer will turn in. Is that something that has a goal? I can't remember the song. I can't sing. I wish I could. Hallelujah. It's a voice only a father could love. And maybe I'm just speaking the truth. It doesn't mean that I won't be able to. Perhaps with a little practice, I'll be a songbird. If not, it would be one that would be pleasing in my Father's sight. How about that? Hallelujah. That's how we have to take it. That's not our gift. It's just not our gift. Hallelujah. But we can sing. Hallelujah. 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 And we glorify our Father. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have those private singers. Our audience of one. Hallelujah. We just get to sing it to our Father and glorify the audience of one. Not for everybody. Hallelujah. Our audience of one. Glorifying our Father. Hallelujah. And he'll give us a song. And it'll just start playing in our heads, in our spirit. Yes. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Strengthening us out of Zion. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. I am. Ecclesiastes talks about, and Proverbs, you know, about wisdom. And as I was thinking of wisdom, I was thinking of a cousin. She's gone on now. And wisdom was not something she would pray for. She says, you're going through trials and tribulations when you pray for wisdom. Don't ask God for wisdom. Don't ask God for patience. Just be patient. You don't want to go through that. But you want to be guided and directed by God in all things. The wisdom is the principal thing. But wisdom for the day. I'm not trying to be Solomon. No, just wanting to depend on God and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. So it takes some wisdom there. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Isn't that something? Says 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Yes, it is. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So that means that you got to be quiet and hear and listen, you know, get your understanding. get clarity on the matter. Eight says, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hallelujah. Now, with Proverbs, what I have my sons to do, every month, start at the first chapter, read a chapter a day. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs. So at the end, maybe 30 days or the month they have 31 days, you're good. Just read. And that is what I encourage them to do. When they were teenagers, read a proverb, a chapter a day, one chapter a day. You'd be surprised how it sinks in and they will remember. They will remember. It will come to them when it needs to. And even after you get grown, are you reading your Proverbs? Yeah. Are you reading your Proverbs? And then just watch and see what happens. But I encourage them to do it. So I'm on the next generation. And prayerfully, the next generation will encourage the next generation. How about that? Yeah. I'm not saying don't read any other part of the Bible. I just encourage Proverbs. And it's easy to remember where you are. You just need to know what's the date. Today is January the 13th, so you need to read the Proverbs. Yeah. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellent of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. 13 says, consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? Isn't that something? The 11th verse says, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. Hallelujah. Well, we've come to that time again. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. I pray something has been said to encourage you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. My sisters and my brothers, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. The Bible is so full of wisdom. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, and encourage someone in the Lord. Love you. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Good morning, my sister.